Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Milwaukee's longest running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30 plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Happy once again.
A snowy Tuesday to you, Milwaukee.
Another terrible day. Be safe on the roads. Be safe wherever you find yourself today. Mark Lazary, owner of the Bucks, said this. We hope it would be players like Anthony Davis and others who want to come to Milwaukee. Again, I'll repeat that. We hope it would be players like Anthony Davis and others who want to come to Milwaukee. $25,000 fine for tampering. It seems like every day there's a new story. The Lakers are tampering with Anthony Davis. The Lakers are tampering with Ben Simmons. The Bucks are tampering with Anthony Davis. There's a lot of stories that I just, when they happen in sports, I'm like, I don't care. And for a lot, for me, it's the big one is, college scandal, a player coach takes money. I never care about those. I never read those articles. I don't care. This NBA tampering is becoming one of them too. It's just, it's stupid. This just seems like it's all for show. It's just, it's stupid that Lazary got fined for this. It is stupid.
It is because they really draw the line where if Laz came out and said this, if Lazzy came out and did this.
Coach Laz.
Of Eden and Lazary, Laz is the fan. Eden seems like the business guy, you know, the brains behind the operation. Not that Laz isn't, but Laz, you know, he's playing in the NBA All-Star Game celebrity event. You know, Laz is the fan. You know, he's up there cheering, and okay, that's the nothing wrong with that. But if Laz would have came out and said, okay, we want Anthony Davis on our team. We got to figure out somehow a way to get him on our team. Okay, then I'd understand. But he made a random reference to Anthony Davis. He said, players like Anthony Davis. Okay, but the NBA is cracking down so hard on this. Whereas players and coaches in post-game press conferences, they're afraid to mention the other player. They're afraid to mention the other team, any guys on the other team. Like I remember 2 or 3 years ago, it was somebody in the Eastern Conference. I forgot what coach it was because I don't want to name the coach because I might be wrong. But it was one of the upper echelon coaches who said, when Giannis, this was back in 2015 or so, oh, Giannis, what a terrific player. Boy, I'd take him on my team any day. He wasn't tampering. He just made a random comment. Like he said, well, hey, I'd take that guy on my team any day. Just some off-the-cuff statement. And then he said it, and he said, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that because now I'm going to get a little call from the NBA for tampering. He never got busted, but you can't even make a comment like that. Oh, I love that guy could play for me any day. He can't say those things anymore.
You can't say anything.
You can't.
I mean, we have Jim Paschke on Fox Sports Wisconsin. He can't even say anything.
No.
Jim Paschke can't say anything to us about players that are good.
Yeah.
If they're on other teams. He can't do it.
We could not. When Jim is on with us, when we get Jim Paschke on, like we always do, we cannot ask him about Anthony Davis. We can't say anything. We can't talk about, were they close to making moves with anybody else or anything like that, because he can't say.
Well, the funny thing is, we'll say, hey, should the Bucks have traded for Anthony Davis? And then Jim will say, well, you know, I can't talk about Anthony Davis, but they could certainly use a player like Anthony Davis, and that's how he gets around it. Yeah, Mark Lazary says, we hope it would be players like Anthony Davis, and he gets tagged for $25,000.
And if Paschke did that, boy, if they got Paschke for $25,000, He may have to do some side work with us to help pay that off, Matt. He doesn't have Laz's money.
Chuck and Winkler and Paschke in the morning.
I mean, Laz, you know, 25K to that guy, that's a drop in the bucket. You know, guys like UI and Paschke, man, geez, you and I would be over at Perkins, you know, making some pancakes in the morning trying to pay that off.
You make them, I'll serve them. We got it all straightened out. We've
been doing 12-hour shifts for years trying to pay that off.
We've got our parachute. We got a job at Perkins, you and I, anytime we need it or want.
Yeah, that's our safety valve right down the street, too. So, I think the tampering, they don't want any of that, and I just think it's a little much. The NBA's kind of gone a little overboard, and Lazary should not have been fined for that.
Lazary's the latest. There was a lot made this weekend about Magic Johnson and then Ben Simmons with the Sixers. Magic Johnson wants to work out or teach Ben Simmons stuff.
He reached out to me, not to me directly, to the Lakers to find out if we can get together this summer. I said, hey, you got to clear it with the league. And he wants to know how to play the position as a big guard, da-da-da-da-da-da. It's fine. You know, I will do that. But if everybody doesn't sign off, then we can't get together.
So Ben Simmons wants to learn from one of the best in Magic Johnson, but because he's on different teams, he can't. I don't know. That one seems a little sketch, actually.
Yeah, and a little disrespectful to his own organization. That'd be like you and I going to, or better yet, somebody from another radio station coming to us and say, hey, you know what, can you guys teach me how to do this? Because we don't get any of that from at the current radio station that we work with.
Well, it's one of the all-time greats. Let's say I sent an email to Dan Patrick. Is that bad? Can I? I mean, that's pretty much what the situation is. I mean,
no, because we're not competing.
I'm kind of the Ben Simmons of the fan. I can't shoot a three, and Magic Johnson's great, and Dan Patrick's great.
Yeah, but I mean, we're not competing with Dan Patrick. If it's Colin Coward sending a message to Dan Patrick, that might be different.
Frames,
because they're both
it's
networks.
2019. We are competing with everyone these days.
Yeah, but
we're
those guys
even
are
competing
network
with ourselves.
Those are network shows. In the NBA, these teams are in a contest on trying to accumulate the most talent. And Philly and the Lakers are trying to get talent in there. So I think that's wrong. I mean,
I'm confident I made a good comparison, to be honest. I think that was a good one.
Which one?
Comparing me to Ben Simmons and Magic Johnson to Dan Patrick.
Yeah, I think it, I mean,
I feel pretty
good
about
that. We're local level. If you did it to another radio station in town, different. But if, you know, he's, because Simmons is being going to, you know, he's probably going
to
be.
All right, what if I reached out to Charlie Sykes?
Charlie Sykes. Is he still on the air?
He's on MSNBC all the time now. He's on TV again yesterday.
Okay. Well, he's retired, I guess.
No, he bolted out of here to go big time.
Yeah.
It was all a lie. He said, I'm done. I'm retiring. And then he's selling books with Chuck Todd.
Well, that happens all the time. Guys say, well, I'm retiring. I'm done. And then before you know it, it's like, huh. Okay. When he shows up elsewhere, it's like, oh. He was probably pushed out the door there.
Which, I love Charlie Sykes' career. For 30 years, he's riling everybody up, and then he retires, and then he's like, why is everyone so mad about all this stuff?
Well, yeah.
You did it, Chuck!
Why are you retiring?
Sykesy! Well, Coach here, Sykes!
Here's what upsets me about the media business. When I see a guy retire in his early 60s, and he's like, wow, he's retiring. It's like, oh, here's another media company trying to push somebody out the door. And I've seen that happen too often in television. For guys and females, there was a TV station in town most recently. Two women who were late 50s, early 60s, ironically retired within a week of each other, quote unquote retired to do the next thing in their life. And it's like, man, don't tell me they were pushed out the door because they were two good reporters. And I don't want to mention the TV station. It's like, I just don't like it. I don't like it because they're trying to reduce their salaries. They're trying to put in, you know, the experience doesn't matter anymore, and I don't like it. I have a little sensitive issue about when I see the age discrimination that happens in the media business. So I had to get that off my chest because I saw some more of it yesterday.
Are you getting worried?
Well, it's ridiculous. It's age discrimination. It's just like age discrimination is like race discrimination, whereas that you're still just race discrimination is bad. Age discrimination is bad because you're taking away.
All discrimination is bad.
It is, but you shouldn't be taking away.
Thank you.
Someone should not lose their job in the media industry because, well, whoa, gosh, they're making too much money. Oh, they're, you know, they've been around for a long time. It's time to move on to somebody else or whatever. I don't like it. And I've seen it. It happens too much in television, and that's wrong.
Josh says, why can these guys work out together in the summer? How's that any different in the NBA? I don't know. Why can they play on the Olympic team together? Why can they be friends? Why can they hang out? How come they can all be on a banana boat together and be best friends and do Instagram videos together? But then if Mark Lazary says a player like Anthony Davis, he gets fined. It's all stupid. The whole thing is stupid.
So if LeBron goes to Giannis privately and says, hey, Giannis, when your contract's up, you'd love Los Angeles. Okay. No one knows about it. It's tampering, but nobody knows about it. LeBron's going to get away with it. I'm not saying that happened, but if that, it would happen. But if LeBron goes to the media, say, boy, that number 34 over there, boy, when his contract, what, he's in Milwaukee right now, we'd love to have him out here. Oh, he's going to get a $100,000 fine.
What if in the All-Star game, Giannis gets a pass from Nikola Jokic and then slams like an alley-oop, is what I'm trying to say. And then afterwards he says, that was a great pass from Nikola. Is that tampering? You're talking about someone on another team. What if Robin Lopez last night says, or Brooke Lopez says, hey, Robin Lopez, he's my brother. I like playing against him. It'd be fun to play with him. He's my brother. Is that tampering? I think it is.
In today's world, it is.
Stupid.
In today's world, it is. Yeah. If somebody asked Brooke after the game, hey, wouldn't you like to finish out with your brother down the road? Oh, yeah. It'd be great to play with Robin once again.
Tampering.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure the Bulls wouldn't mind getting rid of Robin Lopez in that contract right now.
Right, he's a buyout candidate.
Yeah.
It's 100% tampering. 799-1250, Mike's in Franklin. What's up, Mike?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. This is why I'm losing interest in the NBA more and more every day. Simple as that, because I don't watch anybody but the Bucks for these reasons. It's stupid. Didn't LeBron, during the All-Star draft, pretty much say, yeah, I'd love to have Anthony Davis, but I can't say that publicly, and I don't see him getting fined. I mean, this is just so stupid. It just screams of desperate measures, and I don't know what else you would even call it. It's just, I don't know, man.
Yeah. In one way, it protects a franchise like Milwaukee when these big markets are you know, going into the smaller markets and saying, hey, we wanted to have this guy. I guess we should feel good about it in that sense, where if LeBron is talking about one of our guys – and trying to woo one of our small market guys, we should feel good that there's at least some protection there where they can't publicly do it. But they'll find a way. I mean, if he didn't do it publicly, he's going to find – privately, LeBron's going to say something to somebody and get the word out that he'd want to play with Giannis or anybody else.
Here's how that went down during the All-Star draft that Mike references.
With my first pick in the second round, I'm going with Anthony Davis.
You sure you want him to be your teammate?
I'm very sure of that.
Isn't that tempering?
No. Shots fired, and you're up.
Tampering rules does not imply on All-Star Weekend.
Yeah. I mean, it was that's just more than what Mark Lazary says, and then LeBron became the commissioner for a second. Said, "No, you can't find me. It's All-Star Weekend."
But was LeBron talking about, I'd love to play with Anthony at the All-Star game?
He drafted all free agents in the draft, and then he says, nothing to that.
But someone could look at it and say, he'll come back and say, if you were to find LeBron there, he'd come back and say, hey, I was saying I'd love to play with Anthony. I'm sure I want to play with Anthony at the All-Star game, when we all know what he meant, really.
799-1250, Antoine's on the north side. What's up, man?
Not much. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about LeBron James. Wasn't it stated a while back that he mentioned that Chris Middleton is the second best player on the team, like in the NBA? Wouldn't you consider that like tampering?
No.
He's just kind of saying that he would want to play with Chris Middleton?
That would really be getting sketchy.
That's more than what Lazary said.
What's that?
No,
because if LeBron's talking about the Bucks, and you should be able to talk about the other team and say, boy, you know, Giannis is our first option is stopping Giannis. But then if you can't stop Giannis, you know, Middleton from the outside, he's gonna, you know, you always got to keep a watchful eye on him. That's not tampering.
Okay, so Chuck, if he said, man, Anthony Davis is just unstoppable, and oh, I love to play with him. He's the best in the NBA. And
well, that's tampering.
At this moment right now, that's not tampering.
Well, that is. But when you say
but it
you
shouldn't
play,
be, that's stupid.
But when you say, hey, I'd love to play with him, yeah, the NBA considers that tampering.
You can't,
but if you say
you,
Middleton.
So you can't compliment a guy or you'll get fined.
I think you can compliment a guy. You just can't say you want to play with him.
So stupid.
Right?
Thanks, Antoine.
Because you can say.
So stupid.
Because these visiting coaches all come in and they'll say, well, Giannis, what a great player. You know, they take him off the court and they might lose the lead. And they put Giannis right back in the game. And, you know, Giannis is so good that he can re-energize a team, just like he did against the Bulls last night. So if you're a coach talking about that, that's one thing. But if you're out there and say, boy, Giannis is a terrific ball player. He comes in and he's such a special ball player. Boy, I'd love to coach that guy someday. Well, NBA is going to look at that as tampering.
Chuck and Weichler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. We'll talk to Jerry Palms and Bracketology, Marquette, Wisconsin, and the like coming up here at 7:35 here on The Fan. Freems, tell me something good.
All right, Q Club of Wisconsin, player. Q Club of Wisconsin is a terrific place to go for all your indoor sports. Man, they got the huge entertainment room. They got the pool tables. They got the dart boards. They got the indoor bocce ball league, which has been a terrific success. They put these indoor bocce ball leagues in like late fall, mid-fall or so, and they put them in hoping to get a great reaction, and they have. The public has come out, and they're always accepting teams and leagues and all that. Contact the Q Club in Waukesha, in Waukesha, and ask them, hey, how can I get involved in a league? How can I bring my team out there? Because bocce ball has always been a great outdoor sport, but the Q Club Wisconsin has brought that indoors with all the money they've invested in their indoor court. They got the huge entertainment room. But when you think of a Q Club of Wisconsin and you think of a terrific sports bar, it goes hand in hand with the sports on TV and the great food. They got the Friday fish fries, four different styles piled high with all the extras. It's an award-winning fish fry. The fish fries are so good. Then not only do they have it on Friday nights, but they have it on Wednesday nights as well. And tomorrow night, they got your fish fry cranked up at the Q Club of Wisconsin on the Waukesha's north side. Just go out to Waukesha's north side, get off on Highway T, half mile south in, and there you are. The Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha. And, of course, they got the volume of the games on wherever you are. Even if you go in the entertainment room, you'll always have a TV nearby with the volume on so you could tell what's going on for watching all the basketball, the great basketball that's coming here in the upcoming months. So get to the Q Club. Hey, if you still want to have that holiday party, you're tardy on that, well, they can arrange for that. They have the VIP suites with the pool table in it. It's all good. The Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard. As I mentioned, that's the old Highway T. Get off on T, off 94, go a half mile south, and there it is. Visit them online, qclubofwi.com. For all the great sports and the terrific food, the burgers, the fish fries, the appetizers, all the delicious sandwiches, all the food is fresh and cooked on the spot. The Q Club of Wisconsin, Waukesha's north side, terrific sports bar. Get there today.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. Going to talk some bracketology in about 10 minutes with Jerry Palms, CBS Sports. As when the March Madness committee unveiled their top 16 on Saturday morning, the Badgers were a 4 seed and Marquette a 3 seed. Now, that obviously could and will change. Badgers losing Saturday, they're number 20 in the country. Marquette winning, they're now number 10. We'll talk to Jerry Palm about all that coming up in about 10 minutes. Chuck, last week you and I had a disagreement, big surprise, right, that we didn't agree on something. But it was regarding, this time, conference play in college basketball. And I pretty much said that who cares if the Badgers are 3 games out or 1 game out of the Big Ten. It doesn't matter. What matters is the conference tournament. What matters is their record, just the the fact that you can say you're the Big Ten regular season champion, I don't think it really means that much. I think it's all about the tournament and then about the March Madness tournament. Now, for smaller schools, obviously, it is important. I think it's less important because everybody gets in the tournament anyway. So,
the conference tournament?
Yeah, you want to win your conference, but how many times have we seen these small schools win a conference tournament, get bounced in the final, and then they don't make it to the NCAA tournament because they, you know, they one of these upstarts like the year UW-Milwaukee last got in. They were low in the conference, but won the conference tournament and they got in. So I don't get into the conference aspect of it until it's the tournament.
Well, I don't like the idea that you go in the mid-major conference or the small conferences that have a one-bid conference. When I say one bid, that the NCAA tells them, okay, we're going to give you guys an automatic bid to our tournament, like the Horizon League, where UWM is. You either going to tell me the conference champion or the tournament champion is going to get the automatic bid. And all these conferences say, well, of course, the tournament champion, because why would we have a tournament then otherwise? So you can go through the whole regular season, win the conference championship like UW Green Bay did in 2014. They went through the season. They blew through the Horizon League tournament. They hosted the Horizon League tournament, and they ended up losing to UWM. UWM bumped them out on their home court,
right.
And UWM ended up going. So Green Bay ended up in the NIT, which I thought was wrong because Green Bay, you didn't reward them for the regular season.
No. Well, that's why I say it doesn't matter if you win the conference regular season. It's all about the tournament. It is all about the tournament.
But in the bigger conference, it's different, though. In the Big Ten, if you finish third, you're going to get a terrific seed. The tournament committee is going to look at it. Geez, Wisconsin finished third in the conference in the Big Ten. That's going to mean more. If you finish second.
I still think you put too much weight on it. But
well, then talk to the NCAA because they do. The higher you finish in your conference, the better seed you're going to get.
Well, here's maybe a solution to what we're thinking here. Coach from Cleveland State, Dennis Felton, has a radio show. So we're going to talk about the Cleveland State coach for a second, and we're doing it with good reason. They're in the Horizon League. They're 2-11 in conference this year.
Playing the Wolstein Center.
They're going to get destroyed even come the conference tournament.
Not make the conference tournament. I think of the Horizon, the bottom couple of teams don't make the tournament.
Well,
maybe I'm wrong on that.
What he was saying is that in the Horizon League, they may have it so just the top four teams make it. So they may do it where just the top four teams in the conference tournament make the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I would like that in all conferences.
I think that for the conference tournament, I think that's a great idea.
Because then it makes the regular season mean more, and then the Badgers, yeah, where are we right now? The Badgers are fourth in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you want to win the conference tournament so you can make it to the, you know, you can win the conference. That I think would mean more, and that would make the regular season mean more. It would make these games mean more. It would make us, who do the Badgers play tonight? I don't even know. Michigan State?
Yeah.
Okay. It would make game, it's not huge tonight, though. I just don't think it is huge tonight.
Well, I think, though, when they're talking about seeding down the road, if Wisconsin beats Michigan State, that's going to help their seeding. The committee's going to look at, boy, they beat Michigan State. That's good. That might give them
but at the end of the day, both these teams are getting in, so I don't know what the...
Well, you'd rather have a 4 seed than a 5 seed.
Would you? It depends on who you play. It depends on matchups. It doesn't matter. The regular season, we were talking yesterday about where's the buzz with college basketball. It's because none of these games mean anything.
Would you rather be a 2 seed or a 4 seed? There's a big difference.
I would rather be a 2 seed.
Yes, but that maybe that could determine whether you get a 2 seed or a 3 seed.
But maybe as the 4 seed, you're going to end up having a better path. Maybe you get in a tournament with Nevada, and then you got to go through them instead. Maybe they're the 2 seed instead of a team like Michigan State being the 4 seed. Tonight's game, what I would like to see is tonight's games. I don't even know who Marquette plays. I don't know until
DePaul.
I turn on the TV at night. DePaul, thank you. I don't know. I don't care. The regular season doesn't do it for me because there's no stakes. There's no stakes to any of this.
Well, the whole year they're playing for trying to get in the NCAA tournament. and both our teams are in it.
But you're either in or you're not, and the Badgers are in, so it's not exciting.
Yeah, but they're trying to play for the best possible seed. They are, and they're trying to play.
I mean, it doesn't matter tonight. If they lose or if they win, I don't care. They're going to get in the tournament.
They are only two games.
Nobody cares about that.
Two games out of first place?
That doesn't matter.
Okay, I disagree with you there, obviously.
We'll ask Jerry Palm, and he'll say I'm wrong, and then
he'll take
the victory. It
doesn't matter to you.
Right.
But it does matter to me, and I think this is a huge game. Why even play any of these games if you're not playing for a conference championship?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why even play these games?
Winning the Big Ten championship
doesn't mean anything.
Well, if you win the winner of the Big Ten is going to get a one or a two seed.
Whoever wins the conference is important.
Whoever wins the regular season championship, I think.
So then why have a conference tournament in the Big Ten?
Well, exactly.
Well, that's stupid.
It is stupid. Of course it is.
This is all
just like
so
the Big East tournament.
Stupid.
It is. I think conference tournaments are stupid. Yes.
This whole hour, we're just talking about stupid stuff.
You should be rewarded for the regular season. I don't get it. They look at it as a second chance. A second chance. You know, you had a bad regular season. Well, now you're going to go to the postseason and have a second chance. Let's say you're sixth. You finish sixth in the Big Ten. The higher you get in the Big Ten, the higher you finish, the better seed you're going to have in the conference tournament, and the less games you're going to play. Obviously, you finish in the eighth hole, you're going to have to play like on a Tuesday or Wednesday, and you don't get two first round, you don't get two byes like a first or a second place team gets. That's how they reward it. I don't like conference tournaments either. They're irrelevant because, you know, you remember the Big Ten champion, but you don't remember the conference tournament champion. Because
no, you don't remember either. You don't remember the Big Ten champion.
Well,
if
on
anything,
seeding day
you remember
do.
The tournament. No,
but on seeding day you do.
It's Chuck, and we'll talk to Jerry Palm about this. Okay. We got to make sure we get him. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins here on the Fan.
To get better on the defensive end, and we have, and it's still obviously very much a work in progress. I still think there's things we can do better, but our guys are competing their hearts out on both ends of the floor, but especially on the defensive end.
Hey, Wojo, after Marquette's win this weekend all against Villanova, and they win thanks to their defense, which you haven't been able to say for a long time. Marquette on Saturday morning, when the March Madness committee said, hey, this is where we're projecting teams right now. Marquette was a 3, and the Badgers were a 4. Now, Marquette did win on Saturday. The Badgers, of course, lose, both in action tonight. Jerry Palm's latest projections, the bracketology expert for CBS Sports, still has Marquette as a 3, and then the Badgers as a 5. Jerry Palm joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Jerry, we like where they are right now. So the Badgers had kind of an up and then a down and then an up season right now. They're a 5 in your bracket. Marquette, Marcus Howard leading that team, they look very good as a 3 seed. Do you look at either of these teams right now and think there's a Final Four team there? If this happens, there's a Final Four team there. If this happens, how good do you truly think Marquette and Wisconsin are right now?
I would say just slightly short of likely Final Four level, but that doesn't mean it couldn't happen. You know, but I think you're Marquette or you're Wisconsin, and you get a game against one of those teams on the top line of the bracket, you know, a Duke or a Virginia. Wisconsin's already lost to Virginia this year. Gonzaga, Tennessee, Kentucky, you know, just teams like that I think are a matchup problem for each of those teams. But, you know, you can get to the Final Four. You can still win those games. But you can also get to the Final Four if you are fortunate enough to have those teams knocked out before you have to play them.
In the old Big East, when all those other teams were in it, it meant something. You could guarantee that the conference champion would be probably the number one seed, get a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. Is today's Big East, does the conference champion there, regular season, deserve a number one seed?
Not this year, but we've seen Villanova do it the last 2 years, and I think Xavier was a 1 in there, not even as a conference champion. So it's just, that's going to vary from year to year. I don't want to say the league
in a down cycle. They're not. I mean, the Pac-12 is in a down cycle. So it's just not quite as good as it was the last, I'd say, couple of years, in part because Villanova's taken a step back. You lose four guys to the NBA. That's, you know, unless you're Duke and you're always recruiting four new NBA guys every year, that it doesn't really it's going to affect you. And Marquette has been obviously very good this year, but behind that, you've got basically an eight-car pileup, and nobody's really been able to separate themselves, and there was some struggles outside the league among those teams in particular. So, you know, St. John's, when they're healthy, they're pretty good. They're apparently a matchup problem for Marquette because they can't seem to beat them. But Seton Hall, Butler, Georgetown, you know, the bottom of the league is actually better. So the league is kind of compressed toward the middle a little bit. Still a pretty good league, although I'd say just a step back from where they were last year.
Jerry Palm joining us. You can find him on Twitter, again, with CBSSports.com, JP Palm, CBS. Jerry, one of the things that we'll, you know, it's sports radio, so we argue about everything. One of the things that we've been arguing about lately is Chuck will do the updates, the sports updates, the flashes, and in it he'll say, the Badgers, they're two games back in the Big Ten regular season conference. And then we'll come back and we'll like argue during the commercial, and I'll say, why do you keep saying where they are in the conference? It doesn't matter like it used to. There's a tournament. They're going to either be a 3 or a 4 or a 5 or a 6. Nothing matters. I'm trying to frame this so that you agree with me, but I just don't think that the Big Ten conference winner or the Big East conference winner, does it hold as much weight as it used to? Or am I wrong in that, yes, the committee is going to say, you won the Big Ten, you get a 1 seed. You won the Big East, you should be your 1 or 2 seed. Where do they look at the conference winner in the regular season and not in the tournament when they put that together?
All right, well, I'm an old-school Purdue guy. So I think winning the Big Ten conference championship is meaningful, but the committee doesn't care. So if your update guy is talking about where Wisconsin is in the conference standing, you know, winning the Big Ten championship is an accomplishment. The committee, though, does not measure you by what you do in your league. They need to know who the automatic qualifier is, and that's decided in the conference tournament. Winning a conference championship in and of itself doesn't mean anything to the committee. However, if you have done that, you've probably stacked up, especially in the Big Ten, a ton of quality wins to do that, and the committee does care about that. So, you know, but yes, how do you do in your conference? You know, especially the Big East and the Big 12 excluded, everybody else plays unbalanced schedules. So you can't just, conference standings don't tell the committee anything, really.
But the further you finish up means, like you said, you have more quality wins. I mean, like,
usually,
Wisconsin plays Indiana. Michigan State tonight. What do you think the meaning is in that game tonight?
I'm sorry, who's playing Michigan State?
Wisconsin. Wisconsin is hosting Michigan State. What's the significance of that game to you?
Both teams, because it's quality, it's a potential quality win, and better for Michigan State could be a road win. I mean, you're talking about potential seeding at stake in the NCAA tournament. It's a big game for both teams because those are two high quality teams.
So, Chuck, I think what we're gonna, I know you hate the word semantics, but I think that's what this argument kind of is, where they're not gonna necessarily say because they were a number one in the Big Ten regular season, they deserve this. But by That's proxy, right. by being number one, they got to number one by beating other good teams, so then their resume looks good. So
yeah,
we're fighting about it, Chuck, but we're both right.
That's going to vary from year to year, you know, depending on the strength of the league. And, you know, we had a year where Indiana was like 15-3, in the league and hardly beat anybody, in part because the league was down and in part because they had a very easy league schedule that year. So, you know, it really is going to come down to, you know, who'd you play, where'd you play them, how'd you do. And also, result of the conference championship, great, but the committee doesn't care about that.
Does the committee put any weight anymore about how strong you finish? I know they used to.
No.
Do they still do that
no.
anymore?
Yeah, that's at least 15 years old since they've done that. Yeah.
Yeah, because I know Wisconsin had 6 in a row.
Don't them anymore. We saw that last year, right? With Oklahoma making the tournament after they tanked. Arizona State made the tournament after they tanked. You know, you can tank the end of the season and still get in the tournament.
Yeah, yeah. Who's more dangerous to you in the tournament, Wisconsin or Marquette?
I would say Marquette because of Marcus Howard. You know, I mean, Wisconsin's got a great individual player in Ethan Happ, but he can't get himself the ball. And he's a liability at the free throw line. But Marcus Howard is a terrific talent. I saw Marquette at Butler. I went to the game down there at Hinkle, and I don't think it was one of Marquette's better efforts. But he took that game over in the second half. I'm sitting there watching it, and like I said, I'm a Purdue guy. I'm thinking I want the committee to bracket Marquette and Purdue together so we can see Marcus Howard and Carson Edwards go head-to-head. I think when you have a guy like that that can take over a game against just about anybody, you have a chance to go far in the tournament.
Again, Marquette a 3 in Jerry Palm's latest bracket, CBSSports.com. Wisconsin a 5. The number ones are Tennessee and the Zags and Duke and Virginia. Duke beating Virginia again over the weekend. Do you put them like it's Duke? And then what's the separation between Duke and those other three teams, do you think?
Well, Duke's a little bit ahead of Tennessee. And actually, the committee chairman, Bernard Muir, talked about this during the show on Saturday, that the committee was very split on those two teams, that they're both really accomplished. And that was, of course, before Duke beat Virginia the second time. But I have a feeling that when we get to March, that Duke is going to be more of a favorite than they are right at this moment. But Duke and Tennessee, 1-2 to me, clearly, then 3, Virginia, 4, Gonzaga.
Jerry, we'll keep updating everybody on the bracket. It's interesting stuff that you do to follow along throughout the season. Appreciate the insight, and I guess Chuck and I are both right, so we both thank you. We will talk to you again in the future.
All right, thanks.
Jerry Palm joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935. Freems, I guess we're both right. Okay?
For different reasons. Like, you know, he was saying tonight's game, you know, it's a quality win. If Michigan State goes in the Kohl Center and wins, that's a big win. And, yeah, I mean, I guess where you finish in the standings shows that you've had a number of quality wins to get to that spot. Or the conference championship that you've beaten everybody else in your conference.
Do you have a favorite right now when you're thinking March Madness bracket fallout?
Can anybody stop Tennessee right now? The role that they're on, they're going out every night and winning these games. I thought at one point early in the season, Duke was it. I thought Duke was Williamson. They are awesome. But I'm thinking right now Tennessee. I'm thinking Tennessee is probably the team to beat. They don't have a lot of great recent history in the NCAA tournament, but, man, they've put together a team this year.
I'm taking Virginia just because they lost as a number one last year.
Yeah.
I'm all about the story that they'll lose as a number one and then get a number one seed again and then win the tournament.
I pull for him every year, unless they're playing Wisconsin or Marquette. But I pull for Tony Bennett every year because he's a state kid. You know, he played high school ball here at Preble, went to UW Green Bay, led them into the NCAA tournament, I remember, back in the early 90s. And, God, I did feel bad for him last year. I did. I did not maybe I was the only one, but I did not want him to be the first number one seed to lose. When he was trailing, I remember watching that game. I was up in Wisconsin Rapids that Friday night. We were watching the game in the bar late Friday night, and his team was losing and getting pounded, and I just felt bad for him because I did not want to see him get done in that way.
They didn't just lose. They got smoked.
I know. I know. And you kept thinking Virginia was going to get back in that game, and it got worse as the game went along.
799-1250. You guys want to talk some college hoops? We've got a few minutes to do that. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. You've only got a few days to get your Valentine's Day gift squared away. Valentine's Day is in 2 days. I made my order yesterday. It actually should be here today. The berries, there's some snow they're going to have to plow through, but I said delivery today, so they're going to be here today. Sherry's Berries. Check them out, berries.com. It is a great gift. My wife now requests it. She loves the berries so much. I've been getting this gift for years. It's pretty easy. I don't have to be the first one that invented this. Chocolate and flowers work. There's a reason that you hear advertisements for them, and the industry is big this time of year. It's because they both work. Chocolate and flowers work, and that's what you can get at Sherry's Berries. The chocolate, the berries dipped in either the milk, dark or white chocolate, juicy, thick, decadent berries topped with the swizzles or the nuts or the glitter. Edible. Very good. the Sherry's Berries. Package that together with flowers right now to make Valentine's Day extra special. And it's the gift of her dreams at the price of your dreams. It starts at just $19.99 for the berries plus shipping and handling. Order now, and you can package it together and make Valentine's Day special, as I mentioned. Add a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. Shipped with your Sherry's Berries at no extra charge. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, enter the code Winkler at checkout, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Click on the microphone, enter the code Winkler, and order today.
Definitely. I think that there was always a chance if we clicked at the right time, came in with the right attitude for practice and focused on the games. I think that if we just continued to trust each other, that we'd be in this position.
Demetri Trice talking about the Badgers being in play for a Big Ten title, which at the end of the day, I think the symbolicism of winning a title doesn't matter. Sure, the resume does, but winning the actual conference title does not matter. Chuck would disagree.
Yep.
Got a tweet in here from Ryan. He says, Bart, you're right. Chuck is wrong. Stop trying to make him feel better.
Shut up. Who said that?
I said Ryan. It was Brad.
Brad, shut up.
Wow, okay. Chuck.
Yeah, shut up.
Shut up.
Yes, shut up.
We don't use that kind of language on this show.
You do that all the time. Yes, shut up.
I never say shut up.
It's a stupid comment. I'm not telling you. I'm telling him.
I know, but we don't say those words on
the
show.
I don't care.
I told you to shut up one time. You got mad at me. I haven't said it since.
I'm not telling you. I've never heard you say
shut up on this show.
Yeah, that was a stupid comment he made.
Wow, Bart, you're right. Chuck is wrong. Stop trying to make him feel better. Your response is to shut up.
You're not trying to make me feel better. How you make me trying to feel better?
By saying that we're both right after what Jerry Palm said.
Yes, but it's true, though, because he said the same thing. I mean, because you downplayed tonight's Wisconsin. Okay, Brad. Bart downplayed Wisconsin's Michigan State, the Wisconsin-Michigan State game tonight. Okay, it's a game of significance. Okay, where am I wrong there, Brad? So
can I be honest?
Get your head out of your ass, Brad.
Oh, that's worse than shut up.
Oh, you guys are an idiot for making a comment like
now
that.
Now he's an idiot.
Yes, dumbass.
Dumbass.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh, dear mercy me comments. To the heavens.
Stupid comment. Oh. Yeah. See, this is why I don't check Twitter.
Oh, my golly gee.
You do, because this is why I don't check my notifications, because you get guys like that who make stupid comments who don't know any better.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were a gentleman, my squire. You are far from the kind.
Well, you know what?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not listening if he makes a stupid comment like that. So go ahead.
Tony's in Oak Creek. We'll talk to Tony, 799-1250. Tony, tread carefully.
No, hey, Tony.
How you doing, Chuck? So I agree with your statement about building the resume, but I feel like because there's a lack of objective things to do in order to get the seeds that you're waiting for in March, you know how you say that, oh, you're playing for a seed in March. No one really knows where you're going to be put based on, you know, you have so many different rankings. You got you got your AP rankings, you got your conference rankings, you got all those different rankings, but everybody at the end of the week, like, it's all up to what the committee decides. So there's no, like, I feel like a lot of the regular season, Bart, is completely meh. You know, like, I can watch the game, it'll be entertaining sometimes, but it doesn't mean that much because you never really know who's going to be put where. You know, you could have a great season and end up a two. You know, you can have, just because there's teams out there that they think they have a better schedule than you. And, mm-hmm. and it's all very subjective based on what the committee thinks, comparatively saying. So I agree with Bart in saying that it feels like everything is very meh and it doesn't matter that much. It's just kind of like the baseball season. You know, a lot of people get really, really low when the Brewers lose a game. You know, it doesn't matter game to game. It matters like over the stretch of the season. So like it's very hard to focus on every game during the season. It almost feels like, you know, the Football Writers Hall of Fame votes, you know, like obviously Leroy deserves a spot in there, but they just keep, for some reason, they don't look his way. You know, it's all very subjective. And that's why I feel I agree with Bart.
Well, here's what you remember most about the NCAA season, basketball season, where teams finish up in the tournament. You don't think, when it's all said and done on a season, you'll look back, did Marquette win the tournament or did they not make the tournament? Okay. where did they – oh, yeah, that team – oh, that Marquette team 2 years ago or 3 years ago or 2 years ago got beat in the first round of the tournament. When you talk at the end of the day, that's where you think about Jabari Parker. Lost, I believe, in the first round in his first year at Duke. Marquette going to the Final Four in 2003. You don't think of them as the regular season champion.
Do you remember if any of those teams won their regular season conference championship?
Who's that?
I mean, you said Marquette did. How do you remember that?
Marquette in 2003?
They won the regular season champion?
But then they lost in the conference tournament. They lost in the Conference USA tournament.
And then how'd they do in the tournament?
They went to the Final Four. But that's what you remember most. At the end of the day, you remember how a college basketball team does in the tournament. That's how you're judged. Yeah, once you get to the tournament, the regular season doesn't matter. Nobody remembers the Big Ten or Big East champion, obviously.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.